News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A new study from DCU has found that smartphone bans in schools have little to no impact on the students' education, well-being or online bullying. And the study recommends involving students in policy decisions and shifting the focus away from blanket bans towards smarter, skill-based solutions. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Professor James O'Higgins-Norman, Director of the DCU Anti-Bullying Centre and the UNESCO Chair on Bullying and Cyberbullying and the author of the report. James, in a nutshell, have I just given the headlines of the report that these smartphone bans don't work, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, no, that's it, Ciara. Good morning. We looked at two things, the international research that is available, and we also did some data gathering ourselves here in Ireland among students in primary and post-primary schools through interviews and focus groups. And we found that the international research doesn't show any kind of links between those three areas you mentioned there, distraction in the classroom, well-being and online bullying and smartphone bans. And there's just no improvement in that has been found, particularly one big study in the UK earlier this year. And then in the data that we gathered here in Ireland, we found that there were some unintended consequences of smartphone bans. So, for example, while we're talking about implementing bans in the hope that they would improve students' mental health and well-being, we found that students were much more anxious than they had been before the bans had been introduced because they couldn't access their phones. Also, there were so many exemptions that were needed for students because of maybe health issues, mental health issues, maybe somebody traveling long distance to school and parents needing to arrange to pick them up or whatever, that in some schools it was actually not practical to implement a ban. And also we found that bullying wasn't reduced. Most bullying is linked to online is linked to offline bullying, so that still continued, and the online element just moved to other parts of the day. Overall, we found that the bans weren't achieving what we had hoped they would achieve.
Is there, though, a question around, first of all, that if you ask students the question, are you happier now that we've taken your phones away? You were never going to get the answer yes. So these kind of self declared views on phones might not be reflective of actual benefits or harms involved. And you were mentioning that kids were more anxious because they'd taken their phones. Is that not because they're so heavily phone dependent and addicted to their phones? It's like if you take cigarettes away from a smoker, they're going to get anxious, but that's not a reason not to do it.
So that's really good. Two excellent questions, Ciara. First of all, in terms of the research methodology. So like in an ideal world, as a mad nutty professor, I would love to put on a white coat and separate kids into two groups and do one lot of experiments on one and another on the other.
A randomized control trial. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Ethically, that's not possible. So what we did find was when we went in to speak to the children, all of the children that we met were handpicked insofar as we asked the schools to provide us with focus groups that they felt were appropriate. So you would imagine that the schools would pick the children who would give us the answers that the schools would like. And what we found was they didn't. And secondly, what we found was that the kids had a very nuanced understanding. So there was no child we met who said we should be allowed to have 24/7 access to our school. To our phones while we're in school. Every child understood that they couldn't have their nose in their smartphone while they're supposed to be learning maths. They all understood that. And they all understood that there should be restrictions. But they did also say those restrictions need to be applied in a way that makes sense to us in a world where we all live blended lives, just like the adults around us. They also pointed out that there were inconsistencies in the message coming from adults, including teachers, because they saw them using their phone in the classroom and around the school. Okay. And they were at the same time saying to the kids, you shouldn't be doing what we're doing. And then your second question was about, I can't remember, sorry. What was
just,
the
you said
question?
That in terms of mental health and well-being, that anxiety actually went up when their phones were taken away. And I said, is that not because they're all bloody addicted to their phones?
Yeah, yes. So, thanks, Kira. Yeah. Well, no, it's more to do with, and I think we should be really careful about using that word addicted, because an addiction is a very definite clinical diagnosis. We are all very reliant on our phones, and students are too, because they need to check their phone to see if their GAA club has sent them a message about a match. They need to use their phone if they want to spend money from Revolut. They need to use their phone if they want to book to the cinema and so on. So they're reliant on their phones, as we are as adults, because it's a utility that everybody uses. And so I wouldn't say they're addicted, but I would say that they're using their phones a lot.
All right.
And the anxiety came up around issues like, say, for example, young girls who might be starting to menstruate, and being able to contact a parent if something happened suddenly that wasn't planned. And instead of having to reveal what's happening to maybe 3 or 4 members of staff in the school,
okay,
being able to send a text to their mother and get a response.
Fair. Okay. Look, thank you for highlighting all this. It's a very interesting study. I'd love to know what people actually think about it out there this morning, about the fact that there's a study from DCU saying smartphone bans not really working. That is Professor James O'Higgins Norman, the director of the DCU Anti-Bullying Centre. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.